The open road, as an American theme, usually suggests freedom, the migration of dreams and energies. But it can be a very different story for African Americans, especially if they're young and male. In black communities, stories abound of being pulled over by police for a DWB, driving while black. Even when encounters end peacefully, they sow distrust among police and the people they're sworn to protect. Now, some black police organizations are training young African Americans how to act when stopped by officers. NPR's Cheryl Duvall reports from Miami.
The DWB Coalition, a collection of city and county police, ministers, the Fathers Against Gangs known as Mad Dads, and a state senator, gathers for a briefing before a walk through the neighborhood. The police, with the support of their departments, helped form this coalition 5 months ago. The participants may share a purpose, but not necessarily a point of view, as Miami Police Lieutenant Brenda Williams makes clear to Mad Dad Alpha Mayshak.
All police officers are not the same, but you got some officers who are continuing to try to belittle a person, even after the whole thing. That's where more training needs to be done.
And if training does not work, get them suckers off the police force.
Okay, and that's the reason why I come to you all, because if you all don't report the incidents to us, how are we going to get them off?
They do agree their aim this evening is to make sure civilians survive their encounters with police to report any abuses of power. A courteous, sober response can help, they say. So the uniformed officers and casually dressed volunteers put on their best behavior and hit the streets at dusk to distribute a pamphlet called The Law and You along 18th Avenue in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood. Outside the Pure Funk DJ's Playhouse, Sammy and Clinton review the advice in the pamphlet.
Stay in the driver's seat with both hands in sight on the steering wheel. Do not exit your car unless asked to do so. Go ahead, read the rest.
Proceed as aggressive behavior and in a threat to the officer's safety.
Nobody, they say, has taken the time to tell them these things. Sammy says the advice could have come in handy when he was stopped.
They're giving everybody a warning. They're letting you know what's going down. They beat me. They just beat me. The reason why they did that because I ran and jumped in the garbage.
If Sammy sees cops as aggressors, quite often the police see young men like him as targets, says Bob Stewart, head of the black police organization that produced the pamphlet.
Because we brought in officers who see themselves at war on drugs and crime, every routine traffic stop has now turned into what we term as a high liability stop or a high risk stop, in which you would normally anticipate that you were stopping a criminal offender rather than someone who has just violated traffic law.
Stewart is a veteran police chief and executive director of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, which sponsored The Law and You with the NAACP and Allstate Insurance. The advice in the pamphlet has been echoed in African American magazines and even in an etiquette book titled Basic Black. The American Civil Liberties Union is distributing this public service spot to black radio stations nationwide.
Driving while black or brown isn't against the law, but police officers stopping drivers because of the color of their skin is. In one case, it was found that minorities made up only 16% of drivers, but were 74% of those stopped and searched. Enough. Call the ACLU hotline and tell us your story.
This kind of racial profiling is not an abstraction to many of the people handing out pamphlets on 18th Avenue. Florida State Senator Kendrick Meek, who represents this area, has been stopped by the police. So is one of the Miami police officers out this evening, Greg Pelham, though he doesn't like to dwell on it.
That was once before when I was, that was before I became a police officer, and once since I've been a police officer. It's going to happen. But what we're also trying to tell our people is ways on informing them how to keep the situation de-escalated, even if they feel like the officer is being very unrighteous and not very nice at all, even if they feel like the officer stopped for no reason. We're just letting them know how to take measures on possibly getting the word out that the officer is doing those kinds of things, and then maybe that can be addressed.
No one is under the illusion that public awareness and good manners by themselves will put groups like the DWB Coalition out of business. Pelham and other officers admit it will take major changes in the culture of law enforcement to convince many black people that the police are on their side. Cheryl Duvall, NPR News, Miami.